This is like coming home, and thank you, Earl. We just grew up across the creek called the Okmulgee River from one another. Earl was familiar with this eastern side, and I was familiar with the western side. But it's really the same precious resources, Okmulgee, Okey Woods, that we knew and loved as boys. And the Weatherly place was just a renowned place to all of us growing up in this region. This brings back a lot of memories for us. Westlake Road, and I mean, you were really in the woods out here when you got over this side of the river, and it was a great experience growing up in this. So this is really a significant location for me personally. And Earl, thank you for coming out today to the Okmulgee Wildlife Management Area. And I want to thank you and the Board of Commissioners of DNR, Noel Holcomb, and Commissioner, for what you all have done, and all of you who I see back here, Lois, our Chairman, Lois Turner, former Senator. I see Sarah back there and many others I haven't made eye contact with, but I want to thank the Board for their vision in the wildlife management areas of what's happening around the state. These are precious, vital resources to the future of our state, and we look forward to preserving them. As Earl said, this 1,683-acre land parcel that we're standing on now was one of the first to be purchased under the Georgia's new Land Conservation Act. Its purchase price was $3.3 million, but only about half of that was state money. And that's the beauty of the Land Conservation Act, is the leverage that it creates. And I think, Noel, the last time we were discussing this, what had we gotten for about $12 million? Was it $46, $48 million worth of property for about $12 million worth of land? Many of you folks in the land conservation business, the Conservancy Fund, the Trust for Public Lands, and all of that have been part of that in helping us to see the most fragile lands around the state and working in partnership with us. And that's the best thing I can think of. The announcements we had today, we think, will only enhance our opportunity to do exactly that. The strategic importance of this parcel was that it connects two other state-owned conservation parcels and allows road access to the public along with hunting and recreational use. If any of you have ever been in a part of Georgia where you own land but you couldn't get to it, that's kind of tough. And when you want these for public access, road access and ingress and egress is vitally important, and that was the strategic nature of this parcel ground, and that's why we're happy to purchase and to get this little corner of Georgia's vast and precious land resources that needed our protection, need to accomplish what Earl was talking about with the forest and the fauna and the wildlife growing here. I thought this would be an appropriate setting, having done this, to share several of our announcements with you regarding land conservation. So I hope you were able to get here fine, and it's always good to be back in this part, and I hope you didn't mind looking out at most of you. I don't think y'all mind getting a little dirt on your shoes coming down here to the county. Before I get to my three announcements, I want to recall, as Earl did, that last year, I believe Georgia took a tremendous step forward in protecting our land resources when the legislature adopted our ideas, passed the legislation, and I signed into law the Historic Georgia Land Conservation Act. The act empowers local governments to sponsor community conservation projects and creates a process for identifying land resources that deserve protection. It also encourages creative partnerships, and we rely on those a great deal because that stretches our conservation dollars as far as we possibly can, and that's the leverage that we've been talking about. And our partners have been absolutely wonderful in that, and I think with the announcements we have today, they'll be able to do even more. The first thing I want to talk to you about today and announce is the follow-up legislation to help meet the goals of the Land Conservation Act. One of the Act's key principles is maintaining the vast majority of protected land in private ownership. Growing up on the farm, I believe that most people who own land today are good stewards, and they want to protect that land, and they're the best stewards of that land, and that's one of the principles. We want land to remain in private ownership, but we want to protect that land from the encroachment that we're all familiar about residential, commercial, and other types of growth in areas of fragile lands that need to be protected. Georgia has a strong tradition of private land ownership and private conservation that we want to honor and uphold. The vast majority of Georgia property is held by private landowners. And that's why the Land Conservation Act encourages the use of creative tools like conservation easements, which protect land from development while leaving it in private ownership. And today I'm proposing legislation to create a Georgia Land Conservation Tax Credit that will further spur the use of this free market approach to conservation. My bill will create an income tax credit available to individuals or corporations for donations of conservation easements or the land outright, meeting the goals of the Georgia Land Conservation Act. And just to remind you, these goals include water quality protection, flood protection, and reduction of erosion, wetlands protection, protection of prime agricultural and forestry lands such as we have here, protection of cultural sites and historic sites, and scenic protection and recreational uses, among others, definitions defined in that specific act. To be eligible for the credit, a permanent donation of land or the rights must meet one of these goals as certified by our Department of Natural Resources. The donation may be made to the state, to a local government, or to qualified charities such as a conservation land trust. Under this proposal, taxpayers would be able to claim a credit against their Georgia state income tax liability of 25% of fair market value of the donated property, up to a maximum credit of $250,000 for an individual or $500,000 for a corporation with a five-year carry forward. Since a tax credit, as you all know, it reduces tax liability dollar for dollar, credits are valuable to the taxpayer and serve as a strong incentive for people who want to do the right thing to just at the tipping point make that gift and donation to the public. The conservation tax credit and advances our important policy goals of maintaining in private ownership and of stretching our conservation efforts. We can protect far more land at much lower cost through the donation of development rights than by outright purchase of land. While the conservation tax credit will create a new incentives for private landowners to participate in land conservation efforts, our local governments also need conservation support. The Land Conservation Act created a trust fund and a loan fund to finance conservation projects. And as you remember, we funded these at $100 million last year. But one of the things that was lacking was some outright grant money for local communities to purchase and to incentivize others to participate. So to provide an additional source of seed funding for local conservation projects, I'm recommending to the legislature and including $5 million in my budget for grants for local governments for government land conservation projects under this effort. I see y'all were waiting for the money part to apply. These grants will give the local governments the additional funding options and flexibility they need to maximize their conservation efforts. Our principles are pretty simple. It's human nature. We want everybody to have some skin in the game. We want our private donors to be participating with us. We want our local governments to be participating, and we're willing to be a partner along with our land conservation groups as well. So all of us, and we can take pride in the partnership of doing more together than we could individually.